the preface to Lyrical Ballads, which has come to be a very famous literary essay, but in its original situation, it was the longish essay that Wordsworth wrote with a lot of help from Coleridge. It's very much product of conversations they had for the two-volume Lyrical Ballads. The first volume of Lyrical Ballads in 1798 had been this very short, anonymous volume with this little, quite jokey advertisement. The two-volume Lyrical Ballads, which is first published in 1800, is a much more substantial production, and it has Wordsworth's name on the title page, and it has this very substantial preface, which is really a kind of literary essay saying a great deal more about the reason behind the poems. He talks about low and rustic life being chosen and why that's his choice.
By this time, they realised that this was a significant work, and it was getting out to a bigger audience than they'd perhaps at first anticipated. Is that fair?
They had realised that it was a significant work. I think part of the reason behind the preface as well was a feeling that not all the reviewers had really quite understood the poems first time round. And I think they had hoped that the poems would do their work, and in a sense they had, but I think there's a sense that they just need to give people a little bit of guidance on how to read these poems, which is effectively what they do, and it becomes a kind of enormously important statement for what poetry is and what it's for. It's full of very well-known quotations, the spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings. That's Wordsworth's definition of poetry. And that idea of poetry as a spontaneous overflow of feeling is very different from a kind of earlier idea of poetry being the work of the intellect or primarily didactic, that there are lots of kind of traditional justifications for poetry, but that idea that it's the spontaneous overflow of feeling is very, very important. You know, as a student, you're aware that this is a very important document. So I think it's actually quite helpful to see it not in that way, because in a way, that's not a kind thing to do to any piece of writing, and to see it more in its original context. And I think the comparison between the original advertisement and the very sort of fully developed preface is very telling. And that's, you know, partly why I think it's helpful for people to see both and to see the difference. The idea is to have an edition where you have the 1798 edition as it was, the little anonymous edition with the fairly modest advertisement, and then the 1802 two-volume edition with the full preface. Putting them next to each other is very helpful, and you can see how they've rearranged the poems. But the main thing is the difference that the preface has. And the reason I thought 1802 was the edition to go for rather than 1800 is because in 1802, Wordsworth expanded the preface. So he'd written it in 1800, but then he kept thinking about it. He was very much that sort of poet. He carried on kind of tinkering with his poems and altered those all the way through his life. But he also does it with his prose. And I think he'd written his preface, he thought about it, and then he thought, you know what, I need to say more about what a poet is. And so the 1802 preface has this marvellous expanded section where he's talking about, well, what is a poet? He's a man speaking to men. Marvellous passage. And I think if you only read the 1798 and the 1800, you miss all of those very important additions, which also have a lot to do with the poems he's writing in 1802. It's a different stage of Wordsworth's thinking, and I think very, very important.